eating.
That's a technical term. I just actually had the best chicken breast I think I've ever eaten in my whole life. It was spectacular.
Before you talk about your chicken breast, there is...
But I haven't set the table yet.
Well, what are you going to do? Talk right about chicken breast or set the table?
We are at the Sonic in Mayflower where they have a great chicken breast, and apparently their chocolate malt is off the chain. In addition to that, Roger Scott, David Basil, and Tommy the Smith, Mr. Fundraiser Helper Guy himself, all hanging out over in El Paso, and RJ Hawk, or as we call him, The Count, along with Jeremy Flynn hanging out at Razorback Pizza in Maumelle, collecting items. If you want to donate, that is the stop. That's on Highway 365 as well at the Morgan Maumelle exit in Maumelle. Yes, Pat Bradley, sorry, buddy.
My buddy Whistle Pig is here.
Yes.
Many of you know him through Twitter.
We waited all set the table for that.
For Whistle Pig. He started a Facebook page called I Love You Arkansas, and right now there's almost 16,000 people in just a short amount of time. What they're doing is if you have found any kind of documents, you can go to this page, and they're taking pictures and posting it because they are helping people get their documents back. For instance, there was a document you said that landed recently in Missouri, in South Missouri, out of Bologna. They posted it on this website.
Wow.
And, for instance, I'm looking at one right now. Said, found by one of my students in Cave City, Arkansas, would like to find the owner. And it's a picture of, like, an old married wedding picture. So if you find something, post it on there. Or if you're looking maybe for something, it should be on there. Pictures of kids.
Yeah, I saw that on there. They actually... Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they brought it out the kids' private parts there.
This is a naked picture of a kid.
I don't think it's weird.
In Missouri.
They found a picture of a kid, and it's him laying there right up. It's a newborn, but they got his goods blocked out on the picture.
Oh, God. This is incredible.
Anyway, I don't know. What's that? That one said, Donald Sterling audio tape. Okay,
that's the internet, I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
Wait a second. Yes.
I guess evidence... A lot of stuff is on there.
I hate magic. Okay. Oh, that's a weird. Okay, so we have got some Keithley Service Company live fan feedback, finally. Kevin Little Rock says, will you guys stop making fun of Roger having Gene Hackman's disease? Yes.
It's Haglund's deformity.
No, you almost did it.
I almost did it.
You almost
did. You guys have almost made me. You know what? There's a society out there that I want to do a walk for next year. I want to do a Haglund's walk.
You're going to have to sell your team, but you're going to have to do it.
I thought you had a leg injury. How are you going to do a walk?
I do have one. Symbolic.
Hey, can I ask one quick question?
Yeah.
Who's going to win, Dallas or San Antonio?
Dallas.
San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Who said Dallas?
I did.
RJ. I'm with RJ. I like Dallas.
Yesterday.
I think they had their shot last night, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, I hope you like being wrong.
RJ said that Dallas had more points than San Antonio last night, but he did struggle with numbers. More importantly, Pat Bradley, does Memphis close out Oak City tonight?
Wow. Yes, they do, my boy, the Grizz. They're going to do it. They're going to take them down.
How did these two teams of 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks ago, Oklahoma City and Indiana, fall off the map?
Indiana's been falling. Oklahoma City, you just can't win the way that they try to play. You cannot win by having Russell Westbrook and KD
take
a lot of jump shots. They're just not – they don't play smart. And when you don't play smart in the playoffs, teams get used to each other, and there's very little that you don't know about each other. And the Grizzlies – one thing you say about the Grizzlies is they're coachable. They execute the game plan. And if you can execute a coach's game plan to as efficient as they can – You're going to win every time.
Hey, I heard Mike and Mike. I don't know if this is true. They were saying out yesterday. Did Kevin Durant blame his shooting woes on the referees and the way they were called?
Joey Crawford.
No.
He didn't blame him. No, I think some pundits did.
Okay. He said, I've got to make that free throw.
Yeah.
He didn't. I mean, it was an awkward deal. Scott Brooks said something about it, but he wasn't too critical. By the way, yesterday also the Nets lose to the Raptors, 115-113. I'm so disappointed. I was really rooting for Joe Johnson to get out of the first round, but they're down 3-2 now.
What about the undercover Razorback Patrick Beverly?
Yeah. No, he's doing a good job, and he's playing hurt, Tommy.
The flu. He's got
had
the flu.
A fever.
Well, he's got a knee injury.
He's got a flu.
I mean, the guy's dealing with a lot of stuff, bro.
He's got a fever for the flu.
Do
the Atlanta Hawks have a losing record? Will they be the first team if they win? Right.
Matt Jones said this will be the worst first-round loss for a one seed ever.
That's incredible.
Compared to who they're playing, yes. And the Hawks have them on the ropes. Hawks are at home tonight, and they can close it out. And then the other game, of course, you get the Clippers on the road at Golden State tonight in the late game at 9:30, which I won't see because I'll be asleep.
Who's the sneaking up on everybody team? The Wizards?
They were. But look at this way, though. Yeah. How many times have the Wizards been on national TV? Zero up until the playoffs.
No need
the
to
Hawks,
talk down to
they're leading. Well,
John Wall is on TV less and had to take a pay cut to go to the Wizards. What a deal for him.
The unfortunate thing is they're a young team, good young team. I don't know if they're going to be able to stay together to see them become a champion. At the end of the day, Miami's going to make it through and probably going to be San Antonio again. But it'll be fun. See if they can get another shot at him. I think this time they may have a chance of beating.
I think the Grizzlies go all the way this year.
I like it.
Marc Gasol, NBA MVP. That's just wishful thinking.
I don't know. Offensively, I'd like to see him become just a little bit better.
Gentlemen, you didn't like Gasol a couple of years ago when we went to
Memphis. What are you talking about,
Roger? That was Powell.
Well, one of them, was it Powell? Okay, because I remember
looking. No, it was Mark.
It was
that's what I thought.
Roger,
yeah.
We went and saw when we went to did the road trip to the Lakers.
The Lakers in Memphis. That's right.
Roger and I are sitting at Harris the next morning doing the show, and that was when you invented my favorite character of all time that you never use anymore. And of course,
Paula Dean Martin.
Paula Dean Martin, my favorite character of all time. Yeah.
Justin doesn't
just
like the
get
other
a little
brother.
Fried chicken right here.
Thank you very much, Paula Dean Martin. I appreciate you.
I just got another donation from Ryan Brown, the Tavern Sports Grill.
The newly betrothed.
Yeah.
Ryan Brown.
He's wearing that jewelry on his finger now.
Mm-hmm. And he's wearing his wedding ring.
$10 gift cards.
Really?
To Walmart.
What a sweetheart.
Real easy. You can add pins real easy, RJ. What is it?
Don't do it.
Oh, were you guys talking to me?
Yes, $20 ones. Sorry,
it's gonna take all your fingers and toes.
I got $200 on that one.
Oh,
Jeremy! Jeremy!
I helped. I'm sorry.
My phone was dying, so I didn't have my calculator.
I felt bad.
That was amazing how quickly you got Jeremy's toes out and counted them.
Yeah, he's over here munching on a salad, so I didn't. He's just jumped on.
Really?
Hey,
you need
by the way,
diet? You don't need it.
No, you don't.
I got
need
a
that.
Pizza on the way, big guy.
Hey, okay. We were talking about the Mavericks and Spurs game. You realize that DeJuan Blair is going to be back for the Mavs. He was suspended after kicking old boy in the head.
Oh, I think we've all been sitting around going, "Gee, if the Mavs only had DeJuan Blair, that'd be such a good guy."
We've all been kicked in the head before.
Yeah, well, he's part of the reason why they've been winning. I mean,
DeJuan Blair hasn't been relevant since he left Pittsburgh. What are you talking about?
You are high.
That may be
drafted by the Spurs.
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
It has nothing to do with his opinion.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
He's had a lot to do with them winning the playoffs.
Can I say hi to a guest that we have here?
Please.
May I? Sorry, sir. They said we can't talk to you.
Hi, sir.
Go for it.
What is your name, sir?
Benji Post.
This is Benji Post.
Also, hey, Benji. Benji.
Yes. Also, fat white ball guy.
Yes, but you're not fat. You are bald.
I heard much from you.
Very pasty.
You know, I've actually having to work for a living now.
Oh my God. What was the contest you won for us a couple of years?
That was a long time ago. Well, I did a haiku.
That's what it was. That was really.
Do you remember it?
I don't remember it off the top of my head.
Okay.
I'm sure about the lady from the San Diego Zoo. I don't.
If you weren't bald, it wouldn't have escaped that brilliant mind of yours. But Benji's a very talented individual, and he's here to talk about. You guys mentioned it earlier. He's got details on this charity baseball game that's going to be played at Dickie Stevens Park. What do you got for me?
Yeah, boy, we are excited about this, Justin. It's a Dickie Stevens has come to us and is going to allow the town of Mayflower and Valonia to come together and play a charity baseball game next Tuesday night. The high school teams. All the proceeds are going to go to the towns of Mayflower and Valonia, and we're getting volunteers. I tell you, ever since this thing got okayed this morning, my phone has just been blowing up.
I bet.
With people wanting to help out.
And, what time is the game going to be?
The game will be at 5:30. Gates will open at 4:30. And it will be a regulation 7-inning game. It's been approved by the AAA. We
cool.
will thank the AAA for coming and letting us do this next Tuesday night and folks at Dickie Stevens.
It's Tuesday night, okay.
Yeah, Tuesday night. So.
All right, we're going to have to go over there. Maybe we'll, you know, I smell a Drive Time Sports remote. How does that feel? Pretty good? Let's see if we can get Randy Rainwater on board with that.
Yeah, you probably ask Randy.
He's Mr. Baseball. He loves baseball.
He does love baseball.
So what are tickets going to be?
Tickets are free. All we ask for is a donation, a monetary donation when you come in. You can donate anywhere from $1 up to $10,000. We won't take anything over $10,000.
Well, that's
cash.
Cash.
That's unfortunate. We were going to get 11, but that's cool.
Okay. We'll make two $10,000 donations.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. One per family member. That's a good deal. Yeah.
We're also going to ask if you don't want to give a cash donation, if you will bring gift cards. All the cash donations will go to a bank account that has been set up that will help directly with the families in Mayflower and Valonia. Any gift cards that have come in, and good ideas for gift cards are Walmart, restaurants, gas cards, All these folks that are displaced needs all these type things.
Yeah.
And any gift cards that come will go directly to the families of the baseball teams and people associated with the baseball teams to help them incur some of their expenses there.
How's the season going so far?
Mayflower's having a great season right now. We're 20-2 right now.
Get out of here.
Yeah, we went last year, we went 29-3.
Are you involved in the high school program?
I'm in charge of our booster club.
Okay.
And also I do the PA announcing for
the baseball.
For baseball.
Awesome. I didn't know that,
buddy. Roger, you want to take me out to the ball game and buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks?
Oh, this is getting really
and strange. Never come back?
I don't care about it. Yeah. Is that,
something you're trying to tell Roger?
I think let's get the wives and go see some high school baseball. What do you think?
I'd love to do that. I think that'd be outstanding. So let it be written.
Well, is that on May 6th?
Roger.
Let it be
Roger,
done. May 6th.
Team up with the possum.
Who are you talking to?
Yes.
Yeah, will Odie be out there? Do we know?
Yes. I have not heard of Odie. We're having a meeting today to finalize a lot of things, and hopefully we'll get Odie out there. We would love to have someone like David Basil, Pat Bradley, some of your
I know those guys don't. Yeah.
How about this? That, some of your famous friends come out and sign autographs for $5 a piece.
Sleepy T, you know him?
You know, Pat's nickname is Pudge. Maybe we can get Baz to throw out the first pitch and maybe throw his shoulder out at the same time.
Mine's
and
Pudge.
And Pat can catch it.
Mine's
what do you
Pudge.
Think?
I'd throw out a cut. Can I take BP? I'll do whatever.
You rub some cheese in. You rub some cheese on that baseball.
We can put you in
a pinch runner.
I'll be a pinch runner, but only if Acre is a catcher.
I don't think so, Tommy. Nice try.
Well, we're going to have out there. We'll have the choirs, a joint choir from Bologna and Mayflower is going to sing the national anthem. Both mayors are going to come out and throw out the first pitch.
Oh, that's already
bands. Bands will be out there, cheerleaders.
National anthem? Who's singing that?
The choirs from
that's right, okay.
Bologna and Mayflower.
Okay.
But you're more than welcome to sing with the choir.
Back up.
Pat, go right ahead.
Pat just he's looking for an excuse to put on a robe.
Root for the home team.
And Roger, if you would like, I think I will be doing the PA. And Roger, if you would like to come in,
seventh inning stretch,
fifth inning stretch.
Good point.
The fifth inning stretch song, Roger. We'd love to have you up there.
Can we do a Sweet Caroline?
I think that's
Sweet Caroline.
How about that? Huh? I'm all right, boys. Who's in?
I want Paula Dean Martin to lead us in a song. That's what I really want.
Got a home team.
Then you get RJ to do some haiku.
We'll be there. We're coming.
Everybody to come out and be a part. We'd love
great.
To have. Hadn't talked to you yet, but you know, since I've got the ear of the program director right here,
or me,
we are you, Justin.
Yes,
we
sir.
Would have love to have Bob White and maybe Trey Schaap come out and do a radio broadcast of the game.
Yeah, I think that's right there, boys.
Now we're talking.
You can ask for donations while you're doing the radio broadcast.
We get Damon Poole to do that.
Schaap and White.
I'll tell you the 5:30 start time is somewhat problematic because it's right in the middle of our cash cow. You know, Randy Rainwater pays all our bills, and he's on till 7. But I'll see if I can get the GM to make an exception because that is above my pay grade.
We get the guy in the office that talks like a cat to take tickets.
Hey, if you'll email me too, Jeremy at 1037thebuzz.com, we'll put all your stuff up on our website and also get some stuff out on the air for us.
Yeah, Benji, email Jeremy. He's apparently got quite the stroke over there at the Buzz.
And I'll do that, Jeremy. They tell me that you're in charge of everything anyway.
Well, he's the new guy.
No,
he hasn't built any enemies yet.
Not yet.
So you know that is. You're always popular out of the gate. I used to be popular, but that was 10 years ago.
How close was the storm to where you live?
We live out just north of town, so it was about 5 or 6 miles from where we live. But I have good friends that live in the plantation and other places and have been out helping them and looking at their house. And I tell you, the devastation is just unbelievable. And the things that thing just destroyed, the plantation, we have a friend in the plantation at their house, nothing is left standing but the safe room were all in. And it was a mom and dad, 6 kids. The great story is they had all the dogs and the cats and all the animals in there, and Davis Gaffney, who's a freshman on our baseball team, the one thing that he gathered up when he went in is baseball glove.
Really?
Very smart.
So,
it's interesting because we had heard a story earlier that when there was one family up here where the father, I mean, he's like, okay, look, it's coming, and he told the wife and the son, you know, the wife, get your purse. He got his wallet, got the son, and he told them all to put their shoes on, get the dog and jump in the tub, put the mattress over the top, and that was the only thing that survived was their bathroom. But, I mean, the shoe thing I wouldn't have thought of, but That's pretty smart because there's going to be a lot of stuff you don't want to be walking on when you get out of the tub.
Well, you know, it's funny because that's when it was coming and we'd lost electricity. So we were actually listening to the Buzz app.
KTV helped us out there.
KTV. That was the only communication we had with the outside world, listening to the Buzz app and seeing. Of course, we couldn't see where it was going, but they kept saying, Mayflower, take cover, Mayflower, take cover. And that was what I told my family, too. I said, get your shoes on. Mm-hmm. And we all got into the bathroom also.
Benji knows his way around a tornado drill. That's good.
I learned when I was small.
No doubt. Well, man, this is going to be great. May 6th, 5:30, Dickie Stevens Park, Valonia, Mayflower. Heads up, but it's all for a good cause, certainly, and it will be free to get in. There will be concessions available. We do ask for a donation, significant if you can, not more than 10 grand. Don't put yourself out. And I'll work on the broadcast thing. That would be very cool. Maybe we can play. Can we play a doubleheader?
Are you guys same league?
I could definitely do the second game of a doubleheader live on the air. For sure. We could do that.
Hey, Kurt, can I keep the pitch count?
No, actually, we don't play during the season. We actually had two games scheduled during the regular season this year, just non-conference games, but both of them got rained out. So this will be the first time that we've met Valonia.
Not ever.
Not ever. But the first time we've met them, if we do play them each year.
Okay. It's a nice little rivalry.
What a thrill for the kids, too, to be able to play at Dickie Stevens. And I'm sure some of the kids that are playing, I know from Mayflower, and I assume from Valonia, too, have lost their homes and are, you know, displaced. But what a great break from reality for a game.
It is. I talked to Coach Wallace from Valonia this morning, and they have two kids that lost everything on their baseball team. Mayflower, we have two kids that lost everything on our baseball team, and then we have three or four others that have got significant damage. And so it's a good break for these kids. In fact, one of the moms the other day texted me. I've been staying in close contact, and one of the moms texted me the other day. When I asked her what she needed, she said, if you could just get a couple of the guys from the team to come out and take my son out, just take him out to eat, take him shopping, get his mind off everything.
Yeah.
And a couple of our senior ball players went and got this kid, took him out, spent the afternoon with him. They had been working around the plantation and things, cleaning up. But that's probably one of the most significant things that they've done and made that kid's day.
Buddy, if you want to take the kid's mind off it, let the shooter take him out for a night.
So
he'll never be the same.
I'll bring him back a man. I guarantee that, Benji.
What's up?
The last thing they would say when they came home was, tonight we ride.
That's exactly right.
Very good.
I'm worried about you. Red's on the line, guys. What's up, Red? Red, you there?
I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to get with you and know if you just give me a call for this baseball thing going on. So if y'all need anything over there, Benji, just give me a holler and let me know what you need, and we'll get it taken care of.
Is this Red from used to be from Mayflower?
Yes.
Hey, this guy can put things together and get things going.
How many states?
Everybody's
a top-notch radio station. Just take a call randomly, and the guy says it's Red, and he says, "Oh, this is Red that used to live in my community." Oh yeah, of course.
I'll
love
tell you
what,
yeah.
So
Roger and I hear that name.
Yeah. I do the 3 a.m. Pat Bradley twins.
is that a guideline or a rule, Tommy, guys, with names that are colors?
Try to stay colors or states. Colors or states.
You know anybody named Red?
Whitey, Blackie, Red. Montana.
I was hanging out last night with old Blue in Utah, and boy, we got wild. Telling you right now.
What?
Let me get Jimmy here. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, Justin. Listen, is your email for the Buzz still Justin Atriot, the Buzz?
Yes, as far as you know. No, it's Justin at 1037.
Just come by the station and visit with him.
Justin at 1037thebuzz.com.
It's because I'm trying to get some stuff together, and I want to email you about it.
It's Justin at 1037thebuzz.com,
now,
Jimmy.
Now, give him the real email.
Shut up.
Why do you do that to him, Justin?
At PatBradley22, everybody, if you want to prank anybody's Twitter account.
Why don't you just call cell phone, 501.
I'm trying to get something together for what y'all are doing.
Okay.
And I won't be able to get it together today, but probably around Tuesday or something.
Okay, let me know, Jimmy. You're a prince, my friend. You take care of yourself and let me know.
Thank you guys for what you do.
Thieves.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you,
Prince.
Hey, real quick, I tell you, it's been crazy busy over here, y'all. We haven't said much about it, but Matt, you've got about 50 people over here that are moving like ants.
Man, like I say, I can't say enough for the motorcycles groups and stuff, ABC, A-Bait, just so many other ones.
Group in from Joplin came down.
Yes, you know, like I say, they all pull together. El Paso is just a little part of this big community. Valonia, Neller, you know, it's just Mayflower. Or so many of my customers. So
you've been loading trucks all day out here.
Yes. 18-wheeler full.
Got them in and got them out.
There you go, man. These guys work hard.
Unload that truck and put it on trailers, get it moving.
We fit in here, too, guys. You know,
well, these are my people.
We look like bikers.
This is why I go to Sturgis.
I'm sure all the Sturgis in August. Day. Grew up with their parents owned a car wash. Baz, you guys are all very much the same. I mean, no doubt about it.
Listen, I watch Full Throttle Saloon every day.
What is that?
That's Sturgis. That's right. That's when we bikers go 1 week in August.
Sturgis.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Hey, Justin.
Yes, sir.
This is Matt, man. I just want to tell you thank you for everything Buzz and the Buzz family has done for everybody, man. I just can't say enough words. Thank you.
Well, we're just following. You know, Tommy always sets the bar. We appreciate you very much, man. You got a heart as big as Arkansas. You're a good man. So we appreciate you letting us come over there and hang out today. And certainly we're having a blast over here in Mayflower trying to spread the word. So it's all good. Thank you, man.
We're glad you brought Pat back.
I didn't. He snuck back in when I wasn't looking. Hey, I was going to say, too, you know, today is May Day, you guys, and May Day for most people doesn't mean anything. And I put a post on Facebook last night, and I got a lot of reaction to it, surprisingly. There are some things that they did where I grew up that they don't do in the South. Like when I was a kid, instead of going out and getting your candy on Halloween, they had a thing called Beggar's Night, which was the night before. So then on Halloween, all the adults could party, and if the kids had a party to go to, they could do it. But they get all the candy getting done the night before. On May Day, they made things called May Baskets, and I know I can already hear Tommy. So you don't have to say, Tommy, I know what you think this is going to be. But anyway, you make these little baskets, and you would take them over to like a cute girl's house, and you put them on the front doorstep, and you'd ring the bell, and then the girl would try to come out and catch you, and if she caught you, she'd give you a kiss. It's an age-old tradition. You can look it up on the internet.
But I have no problem with it.
No, I didn't. I tripped and fell on accident, quote-unquote. So it's a cute little trick back in the day. Anyway, May Day, man. Yes, sir.
Hey, when we come back, we've got Curtis from Razorback Pizza that wants to talk with you guys. So we're going to have him on. And
never
also Brian Morris from Gravely just stopped
all
by
right.
and gave us, what is that, one, two, one?
Why do you sound like you've got food in your mouth there, Hawk?
You got it right there. No,
yeah, sure. I've got six gift cards from Brian Morris.
Very nice.
You got food in your mouth?
Yeah, they're $50 ones, yeah.
Oh, nice.
How many?
$50, six $50 ones.
How much is that?
That'd be $300.
$300,
stop it.
Hey,
I love it.
But he's my brother. Gravely and Brian Morse for coming out as well.
We sure do.
Brian in the morning.
That's sure cool. Will.
Hey, you're the count, and then Tommy, of course.